How you doing, buddy? The first time I read in front of Jimmy is also the first time I heard Jimmy read, and I was blown away by his poetry. After I read, Jimmy claimed that I was his illegitimate son. So I figure you owe me about 17 years of child support. We'll talk about that later. I didn't practice reading this poem at all from Jimmy, and the reason why I picked it is because it's completely absurd. I'm not even sure I know what it's about. I'm going to give it a shot. It's called Drives Them Crazy. Me and Trooper were having dinner. He ordered a grease burger. I ordered broccoli. I said, you know what drives women really crazy? He said, what? I said, huh? He said, what? I said, heh. He said, what? I said, what? He said, heh. I said, pass the salt. He said, it's not your fault. I said, huh? He said, eh. I said, what? He said, huh? I said, heh. He said, times change. You kiss a girl, you get herpes. I said, you need a hairpiece. He said, huh? I said, heh. He said, sometimes I go to take a crap, can only fart. I said, something's wrong with your heart. Mine too, I have to take pills. He said, we all got to pay bills. I said, what? He said, my old man went deaf when he was 40. I said, no, I don't know what the hell happened to Shorty. I think he died. Somebody said he got hit by a train. He said, when I get up in the morning, I got pain in my head, back, my ass hurts. I said, head? I'm lucky if the old lady lets me touch it. He said, what? I said, what, you think it's gonna rain? He said, huh? I said, I gotta wait till she falls asleep and try to sneak her. He said, what happened to Shorty? I said, huh? I said, he's got herpes. I say, he lost all his hair and got a cheap hair piece. He says, who? I say, no kidding, Shorty's got herpes, it's a damn shame. He said, guess, he was kissing the wrong dame. I said, heh. He said, heh. I said, shame, Shorty's gone bald. He said, Shorty's getting tall? I said, you're right, he's only himself to blame. He says, how's your old lady doing? I say, once in a while it gets... once in a while it goes boing. He says, eh. I tell him, it drives women crazy. He says, what? I said, eh. Waitress comes over. You boys want some more coffee? We both say, eh. She pours us some coffee and he says, it could be my granddaughter. I'll leave the tip. He said, nice tits. He said, all right, I'll leave the tip. I said, eh? He said, drives them insane. I said, you're right. We better hurry. It looked like it's going to rain.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
All right. That was Jimmy. I don't know what the hell was happening that night, Jimmy. All right, this is called 1987. Frankie was walking aimlessly at the top of Perry Hilltop in front of the high school, gripping a baseball bat that had nails driven into the top. He was swinging it like imaginary insane birds were driving at him. I was with my brother and other neighborhood kids. We said, look at Frankie, what the fuck is he doing? We ran across the street and asked, what the fuck are you doing, Frankie? He said, I was jumped. I was walking home from a park and a group of big kids came around the corner and beat the living shit out of me. They kicked me when I was down. They spit on me. I wasn't doing a fucking thing. I was just walking, fucking pricks. They were wearing hockey jerseys, fucking pricks. I think they were rich kids, fucking pricks. Frankie had a black eye under his thick glasses. His long, greasy, dirty blonde hair hung on his face. His skin was raw and red. So, Frankie continued, I took this bat, went into the garage, and hammered some of my dad's nails into the top. And you know what? I'm just walking around in case they want to try to fucking jump me again. Let's see what happens when they do, fucking pricks. Frankie was wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. He said, fucking hockey shirt wearing pricks. We all smiled and said, okay, Frankie, see you around. Frankie was about 14 years old, seemed like a grown man to me then. There were plenty of real adults walking around, cars driving past. No one asked why a young kid was holding a baseball bat with nails in it. He was walking around that with that thing for days. No one called the cops. It wasn't on TV. Ooh, skipped a page. Fucking pricks. Sometimes kids walked around with bats with nails in them back then. No big deal. After talking to Frankie, we went into the old cobblestone alleyway where the weeds were overgrown. One kid had cigarettes we all smoked. One kid had firecrackers. One kid found some empty jars in the trash. He said, let's light those firecrackers and put them in the jars so they will explode. Sounds good, we said. How far should we stand away? One kid said, 3 feet. Another kid said, fuck that, you bitches. Let's stand half a foot in front of these fucking things. He said, okay. We lit the fuse and dropped them into the jars, and they exploded, and glass flew everywhere, but no one got hurt. Another kid said, that was fun. We agreed it was fun. But you know what? I got some nudie magazines. You want to go see them? And he said, yeah, we want to go see them. So we followed him to an old abandoned garage along the side of a gutter pipe. He had a rolled up bunch of smut magazines. I'm improvising now. In it, we saw many perverted things that we didn't understand, but we pretended that we did. One kid asked, what does cum look like? Another kid said, it looks like shaving cream. Later that night in bed, I was awake thinking about that. I couldn't get it out of my head. I kept imagining what it would be like to have thick shaving cream foaming out of the tip of my penis at an alarming speed. I thought, I never want to cum in my life. This is untitled. We climb into bed and have sex. It's good. We whisper and laugh, and then I fall asleep. I wake up at 3 a.m. to piss, and she's gone. I find her on my living room couch, curled up in a blanket, watching TV. I say, what's going on? Why are you in here? She says, you were farting in your sleep. I said, oh, yeah? She said, yeah, and you were talking in your sleep, too. I said, oh, yeah, what did I say? You said, this is not science fiction. This is science reality. And I said, oh, yeah, that sounds like something I'd say. Did I say anything else? She said, yeah, you said, oh, Cecilia. I said, oh, Cecilia? Like in a sexual way? Yeah, you were all like, oh, Cecilia. Huh? I said, who's Cecilia? She asked. I said, I don't know. It's just a dream. She said, hey, we're not couples here. It doesn't matter. You can tell me who Cecilia is. I'm not going to get jealous. I said, I don't know any Cecilia. Come on, Cecilia? Nobody has that name anymore. I never met any girl named Cecilia. Do you know any Cecilia? No, she said. So I was farting too, huh? Yeah, she said. You were farting like a lot. You were farting for like 30 minutes. Your knees were propped up like you were giving birth and you just kept farting. Like forever. I said, oh, well, sorry about that. She said, it's okay, no problem. I said, you good out here? She said, yeah. I went back to my bed. It was empty now, so I stretched out on my back. I closed my eyes, hugged the pillow to my chest, and thought about Cecilia. Oh, Cecilia. All right, I'm just going to read one more. And this is the first time I read for Jimmy. I read this poem. This is for you, too, S.A.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you, too. I remember you most, correct me if I'm wrong, you got shot with a shotgun by Bill Paxton in Near Dark. Is that correct? Yes, it was beautiful.
Yes,
the great Bill Paxton.
The great Bill Paxton.
God rest his soul.
John Dorsey says hi.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said hi. Okay, this is called A Poem Goes to Hollywood. A Poem Goes to Hollywood. A skinny poet with red curly hair sits alone in a room and writes a poem and sends it to his agent via Yahoo email. The next morning, before the kid even gets out of bed, the agent bursts into the room. Hey kid, I got a hell of a poem. You got a hell of a poem here. I'm talking fireworks, fucking sparkly fireworks, my talented little money bag. This fucking poem is gonna shoot out like a cannonball and smash the people of America right in their fucking warm, heart-filled fucking chests. You can kiss this studio apartment goodbye. You'll be sleeping on tiger skin rugs in a mansion made of elephant tusks. This is the big one, baby. All the studios are on top of it. Bradley Cooper wants to play the spider you refer to on line 4. And Robert De Niro wants to be the voice of the cloud in line six. You got total creative freedom under one condition. You have to add a puppy in there somewhere and a hot teenage runaway with a heart of gold and big tits. Otherwise, it's all you, and you are you, and you are the one. So here you go, sign right here. The poet signs a piece of paper. The agent folds it up into a paper airplane and shoots it out the window. It flies across Hollywood and lands on Brad Pitt's golden dick. The agent, big phenomenal news, my friend. Now Brad Pitt is attached. He wants to have himself surgically connected to Bradley Cooper to become Bradley Cooper Pitt. And they will read your poem live on Jimmy Fallon. It's tweeting, it's tumbling, it's Facebooking, it's hashtagging all over the fucking globe. Here's a gold nugget, just sign right here. The poet signs a piece of paper. The agent folds it into a Chinese lantern, sticks a tea light in it. It floats up into the sky and rains down glitter into everyone's eyes across the nation. The agent busts down the door. He grabs the poet, picks him up, and shakes him. Oh, you magnificent fuck. Your poem won every goddamn award. Time magazine wants an interview. You're going on The View to talk to Whoopi Goldberg. People want to know your views on life. We're gonna set you up with an actress to marry, and she'll divorce you in 5 years after you fucked a maid and drunkenly say something sexist on national television. But this is the thing, you're gonna rebound with a poem about a turtle crossing traffic. And everyone will forgive you. Don't worry about your kids. The nanny will raise them. And in your old age, you'll do infomercials scamming old people with shitty health insurance. You, yes, you, my friend, are the top of all tops. That's it.